Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't my music going? Never fail. Welcome, everyone, to Psychic Readings every Wednesday with your girl, Linus, and my co-host, Brenda. And this is our new time, so we're trying this out for a while and see how this works. So hopefully, you know, people will call in and we'll be able to help a lot more people at the 5 o'clock time. So it's 5 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and on the East Coast, it's 8 o'clock right now. So I'm so glad that you're here on our new time. Brenda, you want to say hello?
Hi, everybody.
And Nina is in our chat room. So for people that don't want to get on the air, I mean, you can come on the air and listen to the show either way. But if you don't want to ask your question on the air, Nina is in the chat room to help you. So you can ask her the question, and she will definitely relay it to me and Brenda. As always, we're going to start with a little bit of a prayer because I like that. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. And for the listening audience, dear God, angels and miracles, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that might have died in us. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Let me see. Any announcements? So I do have one announcement today. I want to congratulate Judge Gaines and Nolan. They just got engaged, and we're really happy for them about that. So congratulations to them.
Woo-hoo!
And Yeah, for sure. And let's see, is there any other announcement? Brenda, did you have anything coming up?
Not that I know
of. I mean, any announcements? No? Okay. Well, like I said, thank you for joining us today on Psychic Readings, and this is your girl, Linus. We have a call up on board already, so we shall begin. And area code 561, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
She's laughing.
I'm still through the transition. I moved out of one place, and I'm in a temporary place to go to another place and to move in with a friend, and then I'm every day that goes by, I'm finding out more and more bad stuff about her. So I'm having a lot of anxiety about moving in with her. And in addition, I'm looking for work because she doesn't want me to move in without a job because she wants me to start paying rent, which I totally understand. So I've got a lot of mixed emotions going on. I'm really a lot of anxiety about the situation. And I want to see if you can give me some clarification on maybe a job and, you know, get my own place because I don't want to stay with my friend for too long.
Okay, well, when you started talking, I picked up right away there's some sexualness with your roommate or the person where you're going to live. There's some sexual problem there. Sexual problem. Yes, sexually problem there. Not I'm not saying that the person is weird, but evidently they like a lot of sex. Maybe this woman has quite a few men that she sees sexually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I picked up on that. That may not be the most conducive place for you to live because I just see that things could get out of hand. Not for you, for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does date like three, multiple men at once, which I don't agree with at all. And she's looking for a marriage, and I just don't understand because she's putting out terrible vibes to the universe.
Well, like I said, I picked up on it, so I just wanted you to know my feeling, what I felt about it would not be a good arrangement for you because I can see down the line she's going to have a problem with two men, and you are so innocent in all this. You have nothing to do with this, but because you are there, you are brought into a situation that could be tragic. So I'm just going to tell you up front, I wouldn't move there, okay? That's my feeling, that you should not move in with this woman.
Okay. I just don't know where to go.
Okay, now to figure out where you're going to go or to do, but you're still looking for a job.
Do you have any guy friends that you're real close to recently? I mean that are friends, not that you date. Or do you know anybody... Or do you know anybody named a Donald or something with a D or something like that?
I mean, I do know a guy from one of the clubs that I go to. We have talked about me being in the room, but that sort of died down. I haven't seen him or heard from him. I mean, his name's Scott, but I don't know if what's going on with his life. Right now I'm living with her ex-boyfriend who's in jail, and I'm in his contact. And maybe that's why you see a man around me, because I'm living in his apartment until her place gets renovated.
Okay. Were you friends with him too, friend?
No, I never. I just met him on Saturday. She took me up to the jail to meet him, but he seemed very strange, odd, real weirdo, just like she.
No, it just seemed like there's a guy that. Would be a better option for you to live with. And I know it seems sort of not what you would think, but it's not somebody that you've been romantic with. There would not be that kind of problem, but there's some guy. It's almost like it's someone you're not thinking about or you would never think to ask or discuss it with, but it would be a much better situation. That's what I'm kind
I
of.
Know him? Friend of mine. He's a friend.
You know
he's
him. You know him. He's somebody that you know. It seems like I get a familiarity about him to you, but not from a intimate. That's why I don't think you guys have been friends. I mean, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or anything like that. It just.
Mm-hmm.
But it's somebody who would want to help if they knew you needed that kind of help. I don't know.
I mean,
what do you see, Lennis? I mean,
I was living with my niece, my sister's daughter, but they kicked me out in February. And I have been in contact with my sister, and she knows my situation that I'm under. So, but she hasn't offered...
I'm picking up a disability. You not being honest with us. There's something there. Because when we talked to you earlier, you were in a situation that should have been comfortable for you. So I'm going to ask you, be honest with me, why did they kick you out? I just want to know.
Why did they kick
you
out?
Out of your niece's house.
Because my niece didn't want me there. My sister felt that I was there for 18 months and they've done enough. And I started working. I was working, so they thought, okay, she's working. She can go look for a new place to live. But then after a month, I lost my job when I moved. So I don't have any disability. I don't know why they kicked. If they wouldn't have kicked me out, I don't think I'd be in this predicament right now.
Well, I think it's because they wanted you to find work as soon as possible when you moved in. They didn't know that you were going to be there that long. Yeah. So that's what it is. They didn't know that you were going to be there that long.
No, I didn't think so. I was devastated. I wanted to find work and move on, too. But a part of me knew as soon as I found work, they were going to kick me out, and that's exactly what happened. As soon as I found it, I didn't get my first paycheck, and they're kicking me out the door.
Huh. Yeah.
Then a month later, I lost my job, exactly on my birthday.
Yeah, they're a young couple. They just want to be, they just want their own space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't have an uncle or...
No,
you don't have an uncle or... Go ahead.
No, I don't have it. I still have my ex-husband and my kids here, but, you know, 2 years ago I was homeless living out of my car for 6 weeks, and he wouldn't even let me live in the house then, so I doubt he would let me live in the house now.
What's your relationship with your children? Are you estranged?
No, I mean, I see them as much as I can. My younger one, you know, he's starting college and he wants to be independent, and when I see him, he's got an attitude. And my older one, you know, I see him when I, you know, much as I can, and, you know, they have their lives, you know. To be honest, I feel like the only time they want to see me and talk to me is when they want something. And they know that I have no job. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wish we could be closer, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Lisa, my suggestion, because of the dilemma that you're in right now, is to go to a woman's shelter and definitely apply. Did you? Because I think the woman's shelter at least give you 30 days there if they see that you're applying for another job and maybe would work with you. Now, this is what I'm seeing way down the line. If you're at the woman's shelter, they can put you in contact with, if it's nothing but a room, like a person could have a 4 or 5 bedroom house, and they have a room that they'll rent out to people. Like, they help women. Now, it's not men and women, but they help women, that you could stay there, and the rent would be so little, maybe $200 or $300, if that, a month. But you need to start at the shelter. That's where I see them helping you. You're safe, you're respected, and you'll be okay at this woman's shelter. But you just need to explain the situation, that you're looking for another job. You don't plan to be here for a long amount of time, but you need somebody to help because you don't want to be in a situation that will be harmful for you physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my suggestion. Also, I'm going to suggest this again, to go through temporary agencies to get a job. And I know temporary agencies, they can be from a month to 3 months. Sometimes they go on for 6 months. But it's better than nothing. It's something that you've got coming in for you. So that would be my suggestion, is to, in fact, at the shelter, they might even know some people in the employment that they can help you, to guide you, get you set up to go out on interviews. But, you know, I think the temporary one would be the one that will be most beneficial for you than to try and look for a permanent job, per se.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, you're just
You think I'm in the wrong area?
Well,
I don't know what to do. I mean, you think I'm living in the wrong area? I just don't know what to do. I mean, my sister lives about 40 minutes north of me, you know.
Why, does your sister want you to come live with her?
No way, no. They made their guest room into a TV room.
Oh, so that's out of the question, and you can go live with your sister, correct?
Oh, no, no way. Her husband doesn't like my family.
Okay, so we don't even need to mention her. That's not even a thought. Again, I will go back.
I think that the key here is how you are, Lisa. It's like, do you, because you're, I don't know if it's just that your whole spirit is just feeling so broken and lost, but it's almost like you're willing to accept situations that don't empower you. So, you know, what, I'm not sure if you're just not believing it's possible anymore, that something good is around the corner or what. It's like your whole spirit is just sort of like, I have no idea what to do. I have no idea where to go. And even if you get a job, I don't even know if you believe you'll be able to retain that job. Have you lost all hope? Is that where your mind's at?
No. It's just the past. I was fine up until a few days ago when my this friend who put me in this place been coming in and doing things. You know, I was very happy living temporarily in this man's house.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a problem, Lisa, because why would you be happy when you're not in a sustainable situation? Why would you have been happy living with your niece for 18 months? You know,
it was better in the car. I lived in the car for 6 weeks.
Right. So your mind is still in the just like, well, just find something. Your mind isn't in the mode of, I want to be in my own place and taking care of myself.
No, that's not true at all. I definitely want my own place. No,
could not have been happy living in this guy's place that's so uncertain. Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you?
I was happy to be by myself, what I'm saying. I know it's a temporary place. I was just happy to be alone from the two other bad situations that I was living in for the past 2 years. It wasn't perfect, but it was by myself. I didn't have people around me antagonizing my things, putting bugs in my bed.
Yeah. I would definitely try to. Do you guys have Catholic community services in your area? Have you sought them out?
Yes. I mean, I'm even going to school for human services, so this is going to be my career. So.
No, I'm just saying, I would be seeking that out. I think that Lenis's thing for the shelter, I would definitely go in, and what I would go in with is I would go in with your total package. I have no place to live. The places that are the options seem unsafe for me. I have no job, and I'm trying to find a job. If you go to a women's shelter and you're flat out, I need a place to live and I need a job to make it on my own. So I need to know where to go. A Catholic Community Services is usually a big place that can help out. I know that they have a crisis line, which is also usually has the community services line available in the area. So you find out what those numbers are and call those people. What I see is that you sort of need some guidance in your path, but you need guidance on the ground where you're at. And in the area where you're at, there's services that you don't quite know you can access yet. And maybe that's the guy thing that I keep picking up, but it's some guy that will be helpful. And it is not a relationship-based person. I don't know why there's a familiarity. Maybe you knew him in some other situation. I have no idea. But do you think you could go seek that out tomorrow?
I mean, I did this 2 years ago. I went down to the town, and they were going to put me in a place with five other women that had drug problems or whatever. And I walked out. I lived in my car for 6 weeks before I connected with my sister again.
Okay, well, that's what I have. And you're going to either figure it out or you're going to continue to falter. But you're to me, what's coming through is that you need some assistance on the ground. And it's not, you're saying that these aren't perfect situations. When you access these kind of services, they don't normally say, yeah, we're going to make it totally perfect for you, but they can usually get you on to a better situation or connect you with someone that can help you get on to a better situation. So you have to work with them. Now, if you don't want to work with anybody else, then, you know, you're certainly welcome to the options. And that's what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Lisa, I hope that we've been able to help you. And not only what Brenda said, me too, about the shelter, do check into a woman's shelter. And you need counseling. I would, as you're at the woman's shelter, tell them that you would like some counseling, because you've got to change your spirit and your mind, your behavior. You're almost working against yourself instead of ahead of yourself. Okay? That would be my suggestion. And we're wishing the best and praying for you. So do check out the woman's shelter. I believe that will be a safe avenue for you, okay? And thank you for calling. Okay.
She's gone.
Yep. Yep. So, well, we don't have any other callers right now. Is there anything? I was looking for something that we could talk about spiritually. Let me see.
Yeah, you know, you can join the conversation. You can pop in, Nina.
Oh, yeah, Nina, pop in. We I was talking to her over on the chat room.
Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think, and we talk about so much spiritually, and I'm just at a...
Listen, folks, this is April, okay? Let's just, you know, cut through. This is April. So we're in the middle of April. We're just a scant away from summertime. And, you know, before you know it, then you'll be in fall and then winter. So there's a lot of things that we hope to change from last year. And if you had resolutions or you had things that you felt you really needed to change and you haven't really done that, if you haven't really been moving towards that, if not then, when? If not now, when? This is the time to start looking for change in your life. And that's not necessarily waiting for it to happen. It's for you to institute it spiritually. This is the time to be reflecting on where you are, what more you need to do, and where you're headed. All that past stuff, the past does not equal our future. Take a moment to look at what you've been doing. If you don't like where you're standing, you might want to start changing some of the things you were doing. Seriously changing. We've had some discussions on the Essence of Success radio network about people even talking about things that seemed, you know, less comfortable, that they were way different than the way things were, but they could see changes. If you've been seeing the same kind of guy and you end up with the same kind of results, maybe it's time to change the type of guy. Or maybe it's time to change the way you dress. Maybe it's time for you to change what you're looking for. You know, maybe you need to stop looking for a sexual situation and start looking for a long-term companion or a best friend. Maybe if you always have jobs where people talk down to you and treat you like dirt, maybe it's time to go to school. These are in the situation that we just talked about. I mean, it's just somebody who I would imagine everybody who's in contact with her is probably not seeing through the fact that they've had to help her. She's still in there. She's having hard times, and she needs help. Maybe they're giving her the kind of help that she didn't really need.
Yeah,
you know,
but Brenda, you know what?
To make, yes?
I was just going to say, Brenda, but, you know, for true change to happen for her, it's got to be at the level of being, not doing. She's doing,
right.
But she needs to be at the level of being to change. Go ahead.
Well, the kind of help that she's getting, has been getting, I believe, has been disabling her. And as I love to say this about Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins would always say that if you are unhappy with your situation or you're frustrated, then get excited, because that's when your situation's going to, that's when you're going to put forth the change. And that's when we generally start changing things. How many times it's like, oh, I'm sick of this stuff. When we're in our house, it's like, I'm sick of how everything looks in here. All of a sudden, you're changing the furniture and it looks better. Or you get rid of stuff and you feel freer. We can all look back to our situations where they were just not pleasant. And we stayed in them because it wasn't so unpleasant we couldn't stand it. But when we couldn't stand it anymore, everything changed. We all have to be ready to stand up for ourselves and to choose better.
Yep.
So
that's true. And it has
I
to
will
start
say this.
With-
I will say this. When I experienced it when I worked Christ Clinic, whenever people complain about something or they have a problem with something and you've offered several suggestions and they keep telling you why that doesn't work, or that they've tried it, they've been there and they've done that, then basically solutions are not what they're seeking. And then that's not something you can help somebody with, because we cannot do it for you, whoever you are. Your change has to start within.
Yep, amen. Nina just pointed out the new moon is next week, which it is, everybody. It's Tuesday. And that
at
will
11,
be the 17. 29th. Right, the 29th. And
at 11:17 p.m., yep.
Okay, just for folks to know, Brenda always tells us start your stuff in the new moon. And this new moon,
start a new life in the new moon. Start a new attitude in the new moon.
That's
think
right.
Positive.
Thank you, Nina.
Think
that's
positive. Like if
yeah, let's think, yeah. Keep it going.
You know, listening to some of the people that have called in here, people negative brings on more negative. Turn it around. You've got to have something positive in your life. You're still breathing. You still wake up every morning. That's positive. You have to find the positive in your life to bring on more positive.
And Nina would know.
I do.
Nina would know. I mean, this is somebody who's experienced, you know, major pain in her life, physical pain. And she still... Sometimes I forget she has that going on, because she just keeps plugging away and she's, you know, doing things for other people and she's doing things for herself. She still laughs. She's still a bit of, you know, trouble. She's impish. And yet, you know, her life is better, not because, you know, she's relieved of all of her pain, but because she chooses life over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I would have chosen the other way and done what the doctors told me to do 20-some years ago, right now I would be in a wheelchair, people. I would not be doing the things I'm doing right now. I would not be active with my 6 grandchildren. I would not still have my daycare. I wouldn't be on the radio right now with all of you. So be positive. Pull yourself up. You can do it one little step at a time. Just move forward in a positive direction.
Right.
That's right. Right.
And seek help. Oh, my gosh. I come from a family where my dad and my mom, it was just like, you just do it yourself. You don't ask for help. They didn't ask for help. They got help. But that's generally the only way that you got it, is somehow somebody was able to help you. But, I had to learn that when I was probably about 20, was it early 20s? And I was having a problem in school, and the people in my school were doing things they shouldn't have been doing, and it was causing me a problem. And I, my counselor for the work study that I had, she came to help me get through it. And I was just so caught up in that I have to do everything myself that I was really getting into a bad situation. And she, when she stood up for me, they all cowered because they knew they were wrong. And so as we were walking to our car after that big meeting where she had negotiated things for me, I didn't even know how to thank her. And she just said to me, she said, "Brenda, it's okay to ask for help." And I literally broke down and cried on this poor woman's shoulders. She's hugging me like she couldn't believe I did not know that. But it's the kind of life style that our parents set out for us.
Everything was kept tight, close to the chest. You did not talk about family matters with anybody. But
oh,
family.
My God, yeah, my mom beat that into us.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
and
then
when you did.
That way, what happened
yep.
in this and home stays in this home. And that,
yep.
that was bad. That was really, really bad for them to say that. Of course, certain things you don't take out of the house, but when you need help, or understanding
mm-hmm.
or communication, then you need to go outside that family element to get that. But if you're
exactly.
so ingrained in your mind, like whatever happens here, it's you know what's bad about that since we're on that? Is that when you become a grown adult, it stops you from sharing important things that maybe you should share, whether it's with your husband, your children, or other relatives, because you've already been ingrained, whatever happens in this house stays in this house. You know, and that's
yep.
bad for when you – and I see that as Brenda said, disabling a communication for us as adults. Yes, tell your kids some things, no, we don't, you know, we don't go around and tell the neighborhood or whatever. But certain things, it's not an understanding or maybe there's arguments or maybe a child has run away. You know, go outside of your family element to seek help.
Oh, you
know,
for
don't
sure.
think that that's all that there is, because that it is. Things like that, to me, causes more disabling than helping when you grow
mm-hmm.
up in that situation. To me, I believe that's just me now. I'm not speaking for Nina or Brenda. But for me, it was disabling because I got to where when I got married, I wouldn't communicate. I'd get mad by being quiet. You knew I was pissed because I got real quiet, and I wouldn't say anything. Well, that's not solving anything. You have to communicate. But if it's something that happened in the house, oh, well, I don't want to talk about it. See, that's just,
That stuff will eat you up. It will eat
yes,
you
it
up.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it will. I had
and,
an ulcer before I was 18.
Pardon?
Just from I had an ulcer before I was 18. It's gone now, thank goodness. But because of keeping things inside. Like, keeping
yes.
things inside makes you physically ill. Not
yes,
only
ma'am,
mentally
does
it disable you, but it does physically as well. So keeping things inside is just no good. And if you can't find what you need within your family, go outside of it. Because I remember
yep.
going to Dad, "Dad, I need to talk. I don't want to talk
yep.
to you." Mm-hmm. Yeah, then who am I supposed to talk to? That's your problem. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was so much fun, I'll tell you. But I learned to talk.
Mm-hmm,
and once I learned to talk and let things out, I was no longer sick.
Yeah,
that's
there's
a
lot
thing.
Of people walking around with cancer because they hold it in. And
mm-hmm.
listen,
it's
sometimes
not,
just like the whole thing with the family making you feel like you just can't talk to anybody, it's almost like I'm harming you, but I don't want you to talk to anybody, and if you do, then I'm going to harm you some more. It's
mm-hmm.
really hard. I get, for instance, that some of the callers that call in, they have real strong family, you know, whatever, but, you know, sometimes
dynamic.
Our family wants
yeah.
us to solve everything. That's not always just solvable by ourselves. And so that's how our family actually leaves us alone. They actually abandon us by not understanding that some of our problems are not just where we're living and, you know, and like holding a job or even getting enough to eat. There are times that people who have big families, big Italian families, big Southern families, and
big French families.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're taking care. At least you have a big family that can take care of you. And those people could be starving in their households. They and their children might have nothing, may not have enough money to pay for their power because the family's so big and the way that they see things, here's the tradition. You take care of your own stuff. Yeah. I remember one time we were so hungry and we didn't have anything in the house. And all I kept thinking is, why aren't we going to Mama Rena's or Mama Lenny's to get some food? They got food. They're not too far away. Well, you know, my mom, I'm sure, had her issues. Maybe that she doesn't want to feel like, you know, she's always having to beg for help. Or it could be even something as little as she didn't have gas to drive us over there. You know, there's a lot of things as a kid you don't know. But we were isolated for a lot of time. Yeah, and I'm sure our family would be like, if you needed food, there's food here. Our family, Southern families, everyone had a big, giant chest freezer. Everybody. I mean, we had one, but it wasn't full. You know, we were sort of the poor relations. But so, just so that you know, maybe it's a good idea to check on your family members. How you guys doing? You know, oh, I made a casserole. You know that your family members are sort of, you know they've been having a hard time. I'm like, I made a casserole and I fried some chicken. Girl, I just wanted to bring some stuff over to you guys so you didn't have to cook today. Mm-hmm. You know, we give to other people. We give to Oso, you know, the slide, and please keep giving. And thank you for everyone who's helping those people. But our own families, just like America has trouble helping its own sometimes, our own families may need help. And that help doesn't always have to be in the form of money or a place to stay. It might be just listening, really listening, mm-hmm. and then talking to your family. Because you may find that your family members have some other issues going on, and they might need someone to say, hey, I think it's time that we, you know, go see the priest, or I think it's time we go get some counseling, or I can't help you with this, but I know someone who's got an agency where you might be able to stay, or you know what I mean, or somebody who could take care of your dog.
Well, you know, also, Brenda, you can only help a person so much.
Right, you can only do what you can do.
Stand up for you, stand up for yourself, because some people will take your kindness for weakness and be at your door every month, you know what I mean, or every week because they know that you cook or whatever, and it's not good. You can only help a person so far. Like I said, you have to be being, not doing. You got to be within yourself and seek out these things. As you said, but you got to start with yourself as being, because so much through our life has come in and went out that sometimes it's very confusing. We don't understand why did this happen or why did that occur. But, you know, we could go back to maybe where the way we were raised and our interpretation of that situation may not be correct. You know, so it's good to go outside, like you said, and maybe get a difference of opinion or even help. And also, let me put out there, as Nina was saying, the positive, let me put out there, you know, you can always pray, too. Prayer does not hurt.
Amen.
You can always pray. Even if you don't go to church or you're not a religious person, that's fine. But we all have needed help in our lives, all of us. There's not one human being on this earth that hasn't needed help, if it wasn't nothing but a morsel of a piece of bread. So don't forget that prayer does work. It does help. So, and sometimes people get to that point after they don't know anything else to do. They've fallen down, and they're on their knees like, God, why? why am I going through this? Why can't I find a job? Why can't I find a place, you know, and blah, blah, but, you know.
Yeah.
We
see things, you know, Lennis has her way of picking things up. Nina has her way of picking things up on people or reading people, and so do I. But here's the thing, that the caveat that goes with that. This is what we see in front of you. Your ability to change your future is always in your hand. And we can't tell you what to do. Even though Lennis might say, okay, go find this kind of place. I can see you working at that kind of place. She can see that. That's where you're standing at the moment. We read moments in time. We can read sometimes in the future. And sometimes what we can see is what's surrounding you that's fueling the situation. But we can't change that for you. You have to change that for you. Or you have to follow through with that. And that really is how we help. I mean, I will give you some things that I know from my training in psychology and also the experiences and the knowledge that Nina has from her training or Lennis has from her schooling or training and our experiences in life. But we can't do that for you. All we can do is say, here's what I see, here's some of the stuff that's going on. And it's like we ask questions because we're trying to help hone in closer to a way to help you better. And I don't know. Sometimes when people call, I wonder if they actually think that we are making their life different. We're not.
Yeah. But we're giving them tools. So in a way, we are making a difference for them. I mean, look at Lisa.
We can, but it's only if you choose to pay heed to some of that.
Oh,
and
sure.
You don't have to listen to anything we say. Because
you know what?
We won't be responsible for your outcome. Nobody is responsible for your outcome in life except you, no matter what anybody tells you.
Thank you, Brenda. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Yep. She's right.
Sometimes people forget that.
Yeah, they sometimes do, and they expect you and Lennis to give them the solution on a plate. And it's not always that easy. You have to decide what to do. You have to go forward. Lennis and Brenda can only tell you what they are seeing at the moment, but your choice is always there to make.
Amen.
But we do send out a lot of prayers.
Oh, we do.
We all do that. Everybody on the radio, the Essence of Success radio network, every person on staff here, we send out energy, healing, we send out prayers. We even talk about, for instance, we had a gentleman on LNB, Frank. We're still, we're all still sending out a lot on Frank, like he was having financial problems, and we're still sending positive energy out there for him. So whoever's called in on any of these shows and you've had something to discuss or whatever, it's still going out. We're still sending out good energy for you. So even if you get off the phone to us and you still feel like you just don't know what's going on, we're sending support the best way we can, through our energy. And Nina, when she does Reiki, oh boy, talk about a boon in helping your situation. She does serious energy work with her Reiki, and she always does it on LNB. So you need to always watch LNB, listen to. But I know that she's doing it when she's on other shows. She'll spontaneously do it for people. She can hear that there's something going on, or she can see some things that are going on, since she's in the chat room, she's you don't always hear or know that she's over there responding unless you go into the chat room. So jump in the chat room, folks, because Nina's got something for you. We're covering you people holistically. That's the best way to put it, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. Since we're on this subject, what about let's go to justice? I wanted to read a little something about injustice. If you ladies are ready, this is an excerpt out of, I love this, out of the book Conversations with God, an Uncommon Dialogue, and it's book 3, and the author is Neil Donald Walsh. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with any of his writing. Brenda and I are, and I know a few more people, but it's a
series. I am, too. I read all 3 books.
Oh, good. So did I. No, he's got a 4th one, Friendship, too. I got that one, Friendship with God. I would suggest that for people, whatever that you're going through, even if it's good or bad or joyful and happy, buy those books and read the series because it will definitely enlighten you about what love is, really what love is, and understanding being in the present, as Brenda just said. So anyway, I'm going to read a little bit about justice, and we'll go from there. The question was asked, why are you counting on heaven to correct what you call injustice? Do not the rains fall from the heavens? And Neil Donald Walsh said, yes. And I tell you this, the rain falls on the just as it does the unjust alike. Okay, but what about vengeance is mine, saith the Lord? I never said that. Once you made that up and the rest of you believed it, justice is not something you experience after you act a certain way, but because you act a certain way, justice is an act, not a punishment for an act. Okay? I see that the problem with our society is that we seek justice after an injustice has occurred, rather than doing justice in the first place. Right on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. Justice is an action, not a reaction. Do not, therefore, look to me to somehow fix everything in the end by imposing some form of celestial justice in the afterlife. I tell you this, there is no afterlife, but only life. Death does not exist. And the way you experience and create your life as individuals, as a society, is your demonstration of what you think is just. Comments, ladies?
I think when Mr. Walsh talks about no afterlife, the point, I don't know if people understand this, the point is that life is a continuum. It just changes states.
Right. Because death, we're in a vessel. Our body is nothing but a vessel. It's our soul, our spirit, that goes on and on. It never dies. Your soul never, never dies. Neither, you know, or your spirit, whatever you want to say, it never dies. Only the flesh.
Right.
Because you just go, we're constantly learning, whether you're in this realm or the next realm. You're constantly learning. So as Brenda said, I say you pass from one dimension to the next, but maybe it's better to say you pass to another higher learning, you know.
You're in a different, you're sort of in a different state. You know, maybe you're in a meat suit, maybe you're not. Maybe you're in a different level of enlightenment, maybe you're not.
It all depends, and I think it all depends, too, on whether you've learned the lessons you were supposed to learn while you were here. Sometimes you have to come back here and learn those lessons again.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I already said I don't ever want to come back here. I'm through with the planet Earth. Take me to Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, anywhere, but I'm through with Earth. This is my 8th lifetime here, and it's enough. I don't need to be here no more. And I really, I have made up my mind in my spirit that when I die, I'm going to another planet and see what life is like.
Do you know he talks about, and I know this is going away from the injustice, that there's a planet where people don't lie. They never
oh,
lie.
Hallelujah.
There is no reason to lie. They never have a reason to lie. And I had to read that chapter 3 different times because it was like I had to picture this in my mind. What would that be like to be in a world where you can be honest, truthful at all times, 24/7? You never have to lie or make amends or nothing. I think that would be
wouldn't
such
that be
a
wonderful?
Oh, it's a beautiful society. To me,
oh, yeah.
That's a society of pureness, of love.
Yep. Yeah, everybody gets the truth from me, whether they like it or not, most of the time. So, yeah, you know, I'll tell the people, yeah, do you want the truth from me? If you don't, you better
don't ask.
Be quiet now. Yeah.
Yeah, don't ask. Brenda will tell you that, too. I tell people that with me. When you ask, are you sure you want me to answer that question? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. If it hurts your feelings, oh, well. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, how you accept
mm-hmm.
it is up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know? But, yeah, but I was just I was just thinking about that, like, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful, live in a society. That means whoever you meet or see, no matter their color, their culture, their race or whatever, there's no reason to lie to that person. Hi, how are you doing? How's your life today?
Yeah, that would
be
nice.
I think that is so beautiful. Yeah, I wish you, but you know what, injustice is one of our biggest problems on this earth. Well, injustice. And ego. Ego is the worst. My God, if we could ever get past ego. I don't like ego, and I've said this before, and I know that seed was planted for a reason within us, but I don't like ego. Ego can, Brenda has told me, ego can serve good as well as bad. But I think if we take ego totally out of it, what would it be like? Don't have ego at all. I think it would be a much better world, but I guess, like Nina says, there are lessons that we have to learn. So I guess the ego is beneficial in one way. But when I see people that are greedy and these corporations and people suffering, and I know that's greed that comes from ego. I want more. I want more. I want more. Why? Spread it out. Save people. Give people hope.
Well, my take on all this, whether it's justice or otherwise, is balance. It's really about balance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that ego is helpful in society is because, not society, in human beings, as far as Jung is concerned, there are things that when we don't stand up for ourselves when we need to, it's the ego that kicks in and actually pops us up a little higher to say, actually, I don't eat such and such because it's against my beliefs. If you didn't have ego, you might just sit there and you would eat something that is making you spiritually sick. So there's a lot of reasons that ego exists with the superego and the id. According to Carl Jung's philosophy, but and it makes sense to some extent, whether you choose to subscribe to that or not. It's really about balancing out the different aspects of who we are. And balance is really the key in all phases of life. Spiritual balance is what I believe we need to seek. People talk about different levels, of different levels. There's different levels. But if you're not spiritually balanced, what difference does it make what level you're at? And I believe that that's what you need to seek is balance, along with how you are with people when you're giving or taking. If you don't have balance, then that becomes a problem. And I believe mentally, people talk about mentally ill, it's mental balance, in my opinion, that helps bring about quality of life. Because if we were to, like, saying getting rid of the ego would be like saying, well, let's just get rid of all the bad times and just have all good. It's completely imbalanced, and it would be a probably really disastrous living situation.
We wouldn't learn anything if we got rid of all the bad times.
I don't know if we need to learn. I just think that what we've experienced, we would be what?
I know.
You know, people get deadened by having so much negative in their life. You can get just as deadened by having always good. How many times do we hear about people who are super, super wealthy and their children have experienced nothing about the woes or the lows in life and their lives become tragic? And it's because nobody would allow them to grow up. So I suspect that the ego might possibly be necessary, but mostly what I suspect is most necessary in life is balance. If you look at disorders from psychology, the disorders are basically imbalanced behaviors.
Oh,
nymphomaniac, you know, bipolar, Tourette's, like the children that don't speak. You don't want children to speak 24/7, but you want them to be able to, you hope that they can respond and communicate verbally when there's no problem with their vocal cords. There is a disorder where children have never even spoken to their parents. They're afraid to speak, and it's connected to another disorder. So if you really think about anything to have in life, folks, it's balance. You know, I have extra weight because I had imbalance in my movement and my metabolism. It doesn't even have to be that you eat bad things. You can eat good food and still have an imbalanced body weight if you don't move enough.
You know, throw this in there when you're talking about imbalance. If you've ever been in a situation where, how can I say this? I'll put it like this. Say if someone died and you're drinking because you're so bereaved and you're drinking and drinking, and maybe you went through a half a fifth of liquor. You don't even feel it because you're out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't just allowed yourself to feel. You know, you're blocking that. So it's like, you might have drank the half a fifth, but there's nothing there. Like Brenda said, you're imbalanced. When you're balanced, it would have affected you. After two, you'd probably been on your lips or something. But that, I'm just using that as one example of being imbalanced. You can be so imbalanced that you don't even see it. You know?
Lettuce is totally bringing us around full circle. And I just, you know, hope that you, wherever you are, the caller that called in, that you can see. I hope you can hear part of this. You're in a level of imbalance, just like Lennis is talking about, where you actually can state that you're happy about being in a situation that was not a happy situation. But you're so imbalanced that you're grappling for that. And really, there should be something else that's more important for you to grapple for, but you can't see it because you're so far shifted. Yeah,
okay,
when we're shifted out of ourselves, when we're shifted outside of ourselves, folks, we're imbalanced, and it leads to a lot of really uncomfortable behaviors.
I have a shout-out. Lennis,
do you mind
if I do a shout-out? I have a very happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Sharon. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Sharon. I hope you're enjoying your day. And tomorrow...
Happy birthday, Sharon!
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Brenda, tomorrow, when you're on the air, if you could mention that it's AJ's birthday, I'm sure she would appreciate it.
Who is Brenda's on tomorrow? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Brenda, if you can mention
birthday.
That. Yeah,
okay.
And on Sunday, Lennis, it's my youngest grandson's 8th birthday. His name is Dylan.
Oh, okay. I'm writing it down.
Dylan's baby boy. You know how Cheryl, Mom Marina, and then Cheryl and Mom all look like the same person at the same age? You know, we had those pictures where the three of them were side by side and looked like the same person? And that's Nina's grandson. Nina's grandson, Dylan, and just like his dad, Sean, and Jim, all look like the same person. They look that much alike.
They're close. They are close.
They're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome, cute men.
So,
I'll try to remember, AJ, but if you're around, I'm sure you'll remind me.
Yes,
right?
I'll be around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I got it for Sunday for Dylan. All right,
Dylan.
Ladies, we're coming to the close of the hour. So real quick, Psychic Readings is now on at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6 every Wednesday. So be sure and tune in, of course, next Wednesday for me and Brenda and Nina. Now, tomorrow's Filmcology, and Brenda's show is about?
Après-vous. French comedy, romantic comedy.
All
right. That. It's on at 6 p.m. Pacific time and accordingly everywhere else.
Okay. And then on Friday is Traffic Jam, which is on a new time as well. It's coming on at 5 o'clock now instead of 3 in the afternoon. So you can still call in, give your shout-out, or come in the chat room. But that'll be every Friday now at 5 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we've got Time to Love with Lydia, and the show is about?
Boston, and she's going to be interviewing her husband, Mike, who ran the Boston Marathon.
Yay! Yeah, we want to hear all about that. That's good, considering what happened last year. So, yeah, we want to hear all the good news this year. And on Sunday in the studio with Linus, we're going to have hot topics. So whatever that was bumping all this week in the news, we will be discussing it on Sunday. So with that, ladies.
3 p.m. At 3 p.m.
Yes.
At
3
p.m.
Thank you. 3 p.m. Sunday. See, that's why we got Nina. She's the manager of the Essence of Success Network. Oh, and let me put this out. You can go to my website, The Essence of Success. Essence of Success, my website, and you'll get a listing of all the radio shows Sunday through Saturday, and the time changes are in there, and you'll also see who the hosts are of each one of these shows. And also you can go in there, I mentioned earlier about don't forget prayers, there's all kind of prayers in there for different things, from finances to letting the past go, to be blessed for things that are happening good in your life now. So do check that out. And you can also listen to the show's archive. Also, if you have any questions about the shows or something that you would like to ask us about or something you would like to see, you can go to the email is lmb.p2e@gmail.com. That's lmb.p2e@gmail.com. Okay, and we thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We had a good hour. Ladies, was there any passing thing you want to say before we go?
No, I think you covered it all, Linus.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Brenda and Nina, as always, and thank you, listening audience. We hope that we've empowered some people, saved people, gave them hope, and definitely we shared the love. So be with us next week, and just remember, as you speak it, so will it be. All right.
Mm.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.